Clothing designer Maria McFarland is hard at work in her Aspen apartment that doubles as her workshop. Sewing machines and fabric are neatly tucked into one corner. She's finishing her final pieces for Carbondale's Green is the New Black fashion show.
So all my pieces are made of 100% silk and reused jewels and beading.
McFarland is a local seamstress who prides herself on quality work. She spent many sleepless nights creating several floor-length dresses that mimic Russian fashion.
And in Russia, it's really popular right now to wear long dresses. So if you go there, like a lot of girls wearing dresses, and often you can see long-sleeve maxi dresses with really closed neck.
People bring the best of what they got and present it to us and become part of it.
Amy Kimberly is executive director of Carbondale Council on Arts and Humanities, the group holding the fashion show. Local models will wear pieces from 28 designers from the valley and beyond. Kimberly says the idea is to have designers incorporate sustainability.
All the designs are created from recycled, upcycled, or designers that use sustainable methods such as organic materials, creating locally or in the area as opposed to shipping their stuff off to China.
Some of the designs are wacky, like a dress made of Ethernet cords or outfits made from feed bags and paper. It's not just a fashion show, says Kimberly. Choreographed dances and a high level of visual imagery are part of the event.
It's not what you think of in the typical sense of a fashion show. It's really a multimedia performance that focuses on design and dance with a message of stewardship of our earth.
This year's theme, Down the Rabbit Hole, a nod to Alice in Wonderland. The graphics and some of the clothing incorporate the theme. The event is a fundraiser for local arts education programs. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.